This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. This episode, entitled Deputy Otis, aired on May 7, 1962, was written by Fred S. Fox and Iz Ellenson and was directed by Bob Sweeney. Well, this particular episode opens up with Andy and Barn getting out of the squad car right in front of the courthouse, and as they get to the door, they realize that neither one of them have keys. Again, that's funny to begin with, to think that the sheriff or the deputy, neither one has keys to get into their own courthouse. And so Andy thinks for a moment, says, wait a minute, Otis is probably in there, which tells us that, you know, probably Otis has his own set of keys to get in the courthouse, which we know is the truth. And so they bang on the window to try to get Otis to wake up and let him in, and some person that you see in many of the episodes walking by in the background in Andy Griffith Show stops by and looks in, and Andy just tells him we're locked out, and he goes on. Again, I think this shows a little bit about Andy's character. He doesn't try to make something up or hide it. He just says we're locked out. He's just letting him know that the sheriff is locked out of his old courthouse. But anyway, they go to the back and knock on the window, and they get inside, and Otis lets them in, and he's a bit grouchy because he didn't get his full 8 hours, as he says. If he doesn't get his full 8 hours, then he's grouchy. So they start going through the letters, and Barney stands in front of the trash can, and everyone that's addressed to occupant, he throws in the trash, and then he gets one that's from the Hubacher brothers. And this is our letter, or this group of brothers sends a couple of letters throughout the Andy Griffith Show, so this is not the only time they get a letter from them. But what is sort of endearing about this is they talk about the Hubacher brothers like they're almost like family, and how they'd been gone for 2 years. Remember waving goodbye on the back of the truck as they're going to state prison. And they even talk about taking a Sunday to go up there and see them. So again, it shows the relationship that Andy had with most of the criminals that he's with. They all like each other. They just know they have a job to do. But then Barney notices that Otis has a letter. And he's wondering why Otis is getting a letter that's addressed to the courthouse. Well, Otis opens the letter, but he has to have Andy read it because he can't read without his glasses, except labels on bottles, of course. And basically that what they find out is that Otis's brother Ralph is coming, and his wife, Verlaine Campbell, are coming to town. And Otis has sort of told them that he's a deputy sheriff. And so, you know, Barney's just aghast that Otis would do this kind of falsifying, as Barney calls it. But, you know, Andy listens to him. Basically, Otis felt that he was always the black sheep of the family, and they were always holding his brother Ralph up to him. And so Andy, with his kind heart, decides to temporarily deputize Otis while his brother and sister-in-law come to town so they can believe that he's actually a deputy. And so this Barney just drives Barney crazy. You know, all of a sudden somebody's got the same official title he has, and it happens to be the town drunk. And so once Andy deputizes him, Barney decides he needs a little bit more swearing in, and so he has Otis take an oath. And this is really one of the high points of this episode, where he gets Otis to repeat after him. And at one point Barney says, I would no time take a drink while wearing the uniform. And Otis says, I will look like a deputy and I will act like a deputy. He doesn't repeat it. And again, it's funny. And when he finally does repeat it, you know, you notice he'll drop his right arm down before he says the very last bit of that line. But again, it just shows the humor. The writers just did a great job of writing this. And the other thing that you know, that they did, they used little physical gags too. You didn't see a lot of this, but right after this, Barney is showing Otis how to salute, and when he does, Otis salutes and hits Barney's hand and almost breaks Barney's hand. The next scene, Andy takes Otis home to show Otis's wife, and so Otis's wife, you know, sort of can't believe it, but she realizes that now that he's a deputy that he has to confiscate any alcohol. So she makes Otis go into the kitchen, and Otis lifts up a plant, and underneath the plant is a bottle. And so the wife also, and Andy, makes him dispose of the bottle by pouring it down the sink. And again, it's another cute little scene. And again, this is showing how far Otis is going to portray this. You know, Andy's given up some things to let Otis be a deputy, and so Otis is going to have to give up some things, in this case alcohol and drinking for a few days, to get back at this. Now notice, you know, you don't see this type of, on television, you don't see many types of alcoholics or drunks on television like we used to. Even when they did the Return to Mayberry movie, Otis had become an ice cream salesman because they felt today's public wouldn't handle it because alcoholism has become such a big problem in our society. So, again, this is one of the few television shows where you can actually see somebody doing this and find it, you know, still humorous. Well, they go back to the courthouse in the next scene, and you see Otis comes in. He's really dejected, and he tells Andy and Barney that he believes Ralph did not believe for 1 minute that Otis is really a deputy, and that Ralph is going around town trying to find out from other people what the real story is on Otis. And Otis is really concerned about this, and hates that he's tried to pull this off and it didn't work. But all of a sudden Ralph comes in, and lo and behold, Ralph is Otis made over. Ralph comes in, he's drunk, he walks straight to the cell and locks himself in and says, "This is how I do it at home on Saturday nights." And so this is a very touching scene where Otis realizes that, he's told Andy and Barney about his brother being held up to him, and then his brother's doing exactly the same thing he does. So Otis actually gives Ralph a lecture about embarrassing him in front of his friends. So, the Andy Griffith Show does a great job of mixing serious dialogue, serious times with humor, and making it all work. I loved in this fact when in this particular episode where Andy is telling Ralph and Verlaine what Otis' specialty is, and they say it's finding stills. And really, Andy and all this description of Otis' duties about being there before they are, sometimes staying 24 or 48 hours in the jail, is telling the truth. It's just that Otis is not doing it as a deputy. So again, the writing and how they did this is really amazing. The final scene is cute, as Andy and Barney are in the courthouse, and Otis comes in, and he's in uniform. But you look at him, and you see him staggering a little bit, and you think, oh no, he's in uniform, and you think he's drunk. And Andy and Barney certainly believe he's drunk when he walks in. But it turns out that Otis was just trying to walk with his tummy sucked in. So again, the writers did another play. Our expectations of Otis being drunk again was played on, as well as Barney's and Andy's, for him to come in that final scene and just to let his stomach out. And again, another little physical gag where Otis lets his air go from his chest down to his belly and Barney watches him. So again, small little things here that make this a very serious and a funny episode. So again, next time you get a chance at this, look for these things. Let's tell you a couple little notes about this. The actor that plays Ralph Campbell is Stanley Adams. Now, he's had numerous television and movie roles. Most of you might remember him in a very popular episode of Star Trek. The name of the episode was The Trouble with Tribbles, and he portrays a character by the name of Cyrano Jones. But again, he was in a lot of other things. And you may recognize his wife, Amzie Strickland, as she appears in some other episodes of Andy Griffith Show, but this time she's playing Mrs. Ralph Campbell. So again, I thought you might be interested in a little bit of those tidbits. Finally, what's the trivia question? Well, I had one of the trivia questions I was going to ask is how many items were hanging on Otis' cell wall. I'll tell you there's three, but you know, I thought that's a little too picky, so I decided to go with this trivia question for this episode. What does Otis call Ralph's belly? Yeah, when Ralph and Otis first see each other, they're both looking at each other's stomach, and Otis calls Ralph's belly something. What does Otis call Ralph's belly? If you'd like to take a guess at this, you can certainly email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, and you'll find the answer to this trivia question beside the episode named Deputy Otis. So you'll find the answer in parentheses there. If you have any questions or comments about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@mayberry.com. And again, I really appreciate you listening. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.